Mom Swipes Left is introducing a new program. It's called Adopt a Trumper. Right now, Trumpers all over America are hurting, and they need your help. At MSL, we believe that adopting a Trumper has the power to drive change that ripples throughout that Trumper's life, their families, and entire communities. Meet some of the men and women waiting to be sponsored by someone like you.
Dale, 49 years old, lives in Mobile, Alabama, has been waiting for a sponsor since he realized QAnon wasn't going to arrest Hillary Clinton.
Franny, 56 years old, lives in Dripping Springs, Texas, has been waiting for a sponsor since 14 seconds after Trump's presser at the landscaping company.
And Felix, 72, of Helen, Georgia, who has been waiting for 2 months when he realized his son-in-law was a black man claiming to be Italian.
Mom Swipes Left will facilitate your sponsorship. You'll receive a photo of your Trumper and ongoing updates on their progress. Think about it. For just $20 a month,
Jesus,
you and your adopted Trumper will start a special relationship that changes both of your lives. Because of you, your Trumper will have what every person deserves, a future. By going to GoFundMe and searching for Mom Swipes Left, you can give $20 and adopt a Trumper today.
And welcome back to Mom Swipes Left. This is episode 102. I'm your host, Jen.
And I'm your host, Carol.
Go ahead.
There are people who think we shouldn't even say the episode number.
Why?
And that it's dumb. I don't know.
I think it's fine.
I think it is, too.
People are stupid.
I hate everyone. Why are people so dumb?
No, we don't hate everybody. This is a happy episode.
Mm.
We won.
We won, motherfuckers.
We won.
Mm-hmm. And as my mother-in-law said, I'm going to hate socialism.
Oh, yeah, right?
Bring it on.
I people make me so angry. They don't even know what socialism is.
No, they don't.
They don't. If you've collected Social Security, if you've ever been on
any program,
Medicare,
government.
If you participated in the PPE program,
mm-hmm. If you're, yeah, mm-hmm.
You have been a recipient.
Also the check you got.
Yeah.
From the government. That stimulus check.
If you cash that bitch, then
you're a socialist motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to socialism.
Right. Doesn't taste so bad now, does it?
No, it tastes delicious. Also, Biden is not a socialist.
No, of
course. That is giving him such progressive props that he doesn't deserve.
Well, no. I do want to give myself a shout out.
Oh, okay.
Because there's a part of me that thinks that I might have won the election for everyone.
Because you stayed up all night?
Yes.
Yeah.
No,
Joel actually said today, no lie, about halfway through the day, he wrote to me and he said, it's because Jen stayed up.
I stayed up for almost 48 hours from election night, well, all day election into the election night into the next day. I dozed on the couch accidentally.
Oh my God, that could have been it.
For 2 hours.
Luckily, you didn't fall into REM.
And that is when Trump started closing the lead in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, motherfucker.
I gotta stay awake.
And then I stayed up for the rest of the time.
Well, thank you, Jen. Thank you for doing that for the world.
You're welcome. But I do, in all seriousness, I do want to shout out our black and brown brothers and sisters.
Oh my gosh.
Because in, I shit you not, mm-hmm. We would not have had this had they not turned up,
mm-hmm.
voted. I mean, those major cities are what brought us through.
Yep,
and
absolutely.
We owe it to them. I do not know what continues to motivate the black and brown community to fight for America. We have only ever given them the shaft.
It's true.
They are such better people than I am. I mean, this is not comedy. Like, I'm being completely serious.
I hear you.
So I think...
And Stacey Abrams?
Yes.
Badass bitch.
Right?
She's my new fucking superhero for reals.
She's got to get a cabinet position, don't
she
you think?
She has to.
She has
she
to.
She should. And I see her in the future. Like, I see big things for that woman. She's dynamo.
Congratulations, all of us. We made it.
You can actually maybe sleep a little better.
The celebrations.
Unbelievable across the world.
It made me feel like it was VE Day or something.
I know. It was incredible. It felt so good for like a minute for Americans to be coming together happily, happy.
Yeah.
Joyous, excited, and not violent, and not unhappy, and not scared. It was amazing.
I thought it was fantastic. It made me a little sad because I was sitting here in my rural town,
I know,
by myself, and I was watching all of these celebrations.
Even in my tiny suburb, people were out of their houses, hooting, hollering, banging on pots and pans, honking their horns.
It's awesome.
It was incredible.
I kept waiting for some guy dressed as a sailor to come to my
and kiss you.
Door. Yes. Yeah, I did. Didn't happen.
No.
But can we please talk about the Four Seasons Total Landscaping Company?
I've not burped in episodes.
No, you haven't.
I don't even know where it's coming from right now, but thank God that the drought is over.
I guess so. Maybe it was anxiety.
Maybe it was.
Your diaphragm was all knotted up.
It was. yeah, let's talk about that.
Unfucking real. You couldn't write better comedy.
You could not. And I have been in the middle of sleep, in the middle of washing the dishes, in the middle of taking a shit, just giggling. It is so funny.
Was telling my mom today about it, just referenced it, and she was like, I don't know what you're talking about.
How could she not know?
I don't, because she doesn't watch,
I guess,
the news like we do. She was still roiling over Alex Trebek.
Oh, well,
which we will talk about. But I started telling her the story, and she was like, this is not real.
Yeah.
So when we got back to the house,
it is,
I had to pull it up on my phone for her to read.
I know that it's been said a million times that the Trump 4 years of presidential life has been like a skit. Like, everything could be a skit.
Yes.
And you'd laugh and laugh, except it's not. It's real. And made everyone's job as a comedy writer harder.
Sort of.
You kind of can't beat it.
Right. I mean, we've experienced that.
You can't be funnier than the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the icing on the cake. Yeah. It is the best thing ever. And I have just been giggling nonstop. I can't believe it.
So one of the things on Saturday, because I didn't have any celebrations to go to, I had seen Donald's tweet about the news conference. And then I saw the retweet saying that it was at the Four Seasons Total Landscaping at 11:30. So they had bumped it up a half an hour.
Right.
And so I was determined to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, on Twitter, the journalists are posting their texts to each other.
Oh, my God.
Because they're like, is anybody here? I'm in an industrial part of town. Like, is this right? And none of them could believe that this
is
where...
It was in a parking lot in a warehouse.
A back parking lot between a...
crematorium.
And an adult bookstore.
An adult dildo store.
Having a sale on dildos, there was a sign in the window.
Yes.
It was...
And probably many people went over there afterwards.
Actually, I can't remember. The Independent, I read an article today. They interviewed the owner of that store who came out.
Of the porn store?
Yeah, who came out and sat on the stoop because, you know, it was like big happenings.
Big doings.
And after, like, there were reporters and people who had gathered. Because they had gathered before they heard the news that Biden had been called. And then once they heard that, networks were calling their reporters off.
Right.
A couple of them said, hey, you open? And they actually went into
the... Oh, that is awesome. Yep. That is so great.
So I have a theory. Because these last, what has it been, a month since Trump went to Walter Reed?
Yeah, just about, yeah.
Okay, and things have gotten just crazier and crazier.
Mm-hmm.
I have a theory that Trump actually died.
Okay.
At Walter Reed.
Understandable.
Okay. And that they got Bob Zemuda to imitate him. For those of you who don't know who Bob Zemuda is, he was Andy Kaufman's right-hand man.
Right.
He played Tony Clifton, the sleazy lounge singer.
Mm-hmm.
The two of them have created so much meta comedy.
And that guy's still alive?
He is. And he's, I think he's in his early 70s. Mm. This is why I believe that Bob Zemuda is now posing as Trump.
So do we need to take pictures of Trump before and pictures of him now and, like, really scrutinize them?
Bob Zemuda is a master of disguise.
I get it, but can we at least try?
We can try.
Okay, so he's try. All right. So let's just pretend.
Okay, so let's imagine Trump dies in the hospital. Mm-hmm. The way Andy Kaufman and Bob Zemuda would think is that you push the public to their limits. Mm-hmm. You do something to the point where people say, no, you can't do this. That was what their shtick was.
Yeah.
Right? All right. Number one, the performance was Trump doing a drive-by ill. Mm-hmm. Was completely accepted. Then right. He leaves the hospital despite doctor's orders, right. And does that whole balcony of Vita, rips the mask off,
yep.
And still people applaud.
Yeah, they're like, right? It's just Trump.
Then he thinks, as Bob Zemuda, all right, it's a pandemic, right? I'm going to hold 26 live rallies in 26 in the past week.
Right.
Okay?
Yes.
26 live rallies. Surely somebody is going to stop me.
Without masks.
Right. No one. Then he flip-flops his decisions without any explanation on both the FEMA aid to California wildfires.
Correct.
And the stimulus bill.
Yep.
Without any comment.
Flippity-flop.
Mm-hmm. Walks off of 60 Minutes just right. Exactly the same way Andy Kaufman and they got in that fight. Mm-hmm. Remember that fight on air?
I do.
And they walked off. Still, crickets. All right? Then he goes golfing at a time when the president-elect is going to be called.
Right.
I am seeing Bob Zemuda as tearing his hair out right. At this point, saying, how could this be? And then he has his staff put the voter fraud hotline in all socials. They had to change it because there's so much pranking going on. But they publicized the new hotline number. I mean, nothing's going to change. It's such ridiculousness. Mm-hmm. And then the last thing is the Four Seasons presser. I just feel like
I mean, people laughed. It was very funny.
But I feel like this all has to, ever since he left that hospital, everything is comedy.
It's true. It is very funny. It's a way out there idea. But now you've put this in my head. What if he's also Q?
Bob Zemuda? I could totally see that, yeah.
And now that, you know, Q has been completely silent since the election. Totally silent. And, like, people are flipping out. Like, don't ghost us, man.
I mean, it'd
be perfect if he just disappeared from the face of the earth. There is no Q.
You heard it here first.
But let's talk a little bit more about this presser, because my understanding is that it was a big mistake. Like, putting aside the Zemuda, okay?
Okay, yeah, yeah.
That it was a huge mistake on a part of a staffer. Like, they Googled Four Seasons, got the landscaping place, booked it, and then figured it out too late. Oh, fuck. And that's why it was a half hour later, because everybody was going to the Four Seasons Hotel, and then the Four Seasons Hotel was like, nobody even called us.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. And then they had no choice but to have it in this fucking abandoned parking lot. I want it to be that the staffer was just fucking with them.
I hope so.
And
I hope so.
It comes out. I will read that guy's book. Or girl. I mean,
that is
brilliance.
If you actually go on the Four Seasons Total Landscaping website, the reviews initially were hysterical because people were writing like, this company came for my neighbor and they built a rock wall and then they charged me for it. Like all of these references. But now they are selling merchandise.
Oh, I bet.
I would totally love one of those t-shirts.
Let's get it. Yeah. I love it so much.
I know.
Like, life has just turned around in the last couple of days, and 2020 doesn't suck anymore.
Well, it still sucks, but
no,
it sucks
it's
less.
It's kind of awesome. There's a lot of awesome shit happening right now.
Well,
let me have this.
Okay, I'll let you have that. Yeah. Do you want to talk about Alex Trebek?
No, it's making me super sad.
Okay.
I was just talking to someone, like, we were talking about how good he was doing. Or how the fuck does he still get up and walk around and be so positive and so, like, energetic?
Right.
And then we were talking about, oh, fuck, it's pancreatic cancer. You're not coming back from that.
No.
You're gonna die.
Right.
And then a couple weeks later, he's done. He was 80. Fucker looked good.
Yeah, he did.
For 80?
Yeah, he did. You know Pat Sajak is pumping his fist.
Yeah, he is.
Right now, that the rivalry between those two is incredible.
Are they up in heaven right now?
Pat Sajak's not dead.
He's not?
No!
Are you certain?
Abso-fucking-lutely.
Who am I thinking of?
I don't know. Gene Rayburn?
No.
I mean, you are talking to the queen.
I know, you would know.
They always had that rivalry.
Right, because Pat was running what was the Dumb and Dumber
version. Exactly.
And, you know.
And he always wanted Alex to acknowledge him as a peer.
And he wasn't.
And
he
Alex wasn't a peer. Didn't. In fact, I believe that one time Alex Trebek said on air, if you listen really closely, you can hear Pat Sajak's brain cells die and hit the floor. I think that that was their sort of back and forth.
Yeah, I see that. All right, sorry, Pat. I thought you were dead.
Well, you know what, Alex? Happy journeys.
Happy, happy.
Glad you went on to your next life knowing that things were
smarten
going to be
up
better.
Some of those motherfuckers up there. You smartened us up. Smarten them up. Here's to Alex. Let's clink.
All right, let's clink.
That's so pathetic.
You'd think I'd be able to buy some fine china at this point.
I know, right?
You know what? We never did.
Well.
Shitless engravances, yo.
Doesn't have to be every time. Although it would be the first time.
What?
That we haven't done shitless engravances.
Yeah, I don't like that. It feels...
I don't have any. Life is good right now.
Okay.
Do you?
We might have tapped into it already. My grievance was... As I was editing last episode, there was a whole spew that you had that I cut out about how people didn't want to listen to us fight.
There was?
Yes, there was. Yeah, about 2 or 3 minutes of cut that out. Nobody wants to hear that. They've got enough anger in their lives, which you're right.
But have you heard from people saying that they do, in fact, want to hear us fight?
No, but I'm projecting because I listen to it and I absolutely adore it.
I adored it because I was so fucking right. It can hurt how bad I was right, so.
All right, so that's it. All right,
okay. I don't have any shit lists. Seriously, okay. I'm feeling so good about everything, about the world.
All right.
About our extra content that we've started.
Yes.
Each week. This past week was a guided meditation. That was fantastic. Mm-hmm. I think it really helped some people.
And we got some followers from it.
It's great. So,
you know, there are people out there who just want little tiny bites of us.
Yeah. Our licks.
So, I have something, and this is either going to bomb or be fantastic. Putting that out there now.
Okay.
Remember a million years ago when we did the living on a prayer?
Yes.
Memes, which still brings me to my knees.
It is hilarious.
Okay.
I think we're the only ones who think that, but I don't even care.
Probably.
Makes me laugh every time.
I was thinking, we all know thoughts and prayers with all of the death and bad things happening. Like, people are tired of hearing thoughts and prayers.
Yeah.
So I thought, surely there's something out there that's kind of like living on a prayer.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Oh, really?
Not in the same sense that we did. Mm-hmm. So I wrote one. Okay. So these are not dependent on visuals, unlike the other.
Okay.
So this is a word game.
Oh, my God.
All right. So you have to think of thoughts and prayers. And the other thing, just as an aside, I'm actually going to submit this to NPR's Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Okay.
All right. So you understand the premise.
I do.
First one. Potato nuggets and trash stealers.
Nugget raccoons? I don't understand.
So it has to rhyme with thoughts and prayers.
Okay. So. Oh. Tots and bears.
Yes! Yes!
You got it.
I think
I just blew my tampon.
Oh. Do we need to take a moment?
No, carry on.
Oh. You got it. All right. You understand how this works.
I do.
Okay. Because they get increasingly difficult.
Okay. Yeah.
Post-coital dog dick and Bartlett Bosque. Or Anjou.
Okay. Post-coital dog dick. Not?
Yes!
And pears?
Yes! Not.
Why not?
You guessed it, though.
Listen, This is hard.
All right, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Kamikaze, lemon drop, or slippery nipple, and a talent.
That is really hard.
Well, just think about it. All right, this is the first part.
I think I have the first part, but the second part is what? A talent?
Mm-hmm.
Shots, and flares.
Yeah! You got it.
These are hard.
Are they?
Yeah.
Okay. Chat, spam, or Twitter, and a comfy place to sit.
Okay, I've got one. What was the first part? I'm sorry.
Chat, spam, or Twitter.
Bots and chairs?
Yes.
No way. Seriously? Yes,
it is. I mean, I had bots and armchairs, but I'm going to accept your chairs.
I think chairs is fine. Wow.
Good job. All right. The Gigi's.
Mm-hmm.
And what I hope I don't end up in.
I know one. Okay, I got it. Twats and wheelchairs. Oh, God. I'm choking on my own spit. Woo!
Oh, well done. Oh, we are totally clipping out. Nose stuff and fall amusements.
Snots and fairs.
Wow, that was like bing, bang, boom. Okay.
I didn't even give the listeners time to think.
You didn't. All right. Lower body exercise and classic, but now defunct, discount store.
Squats and Zayers.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Did I get it?
You did. How the fuck did you get that?
I think the game, I finally got the game.
That is incredible. Wow. That is incredible. Well done. This one, if you get this one, I'm going to be really impressed. What Jenny's trash was filled with, and more of what Jenny's trash was filled with.
Ooh, okay. Clearly was filled with tampons. What's another word for tampons? Clots. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. And more of what your trash was filled with. That rhymes with prayers.
I'm so excited for you.
Oh my God, is it hairs?
Clots and hairs. Yes. You kick ass at this. God. You really do. Okay, last one.
Now I feel pressure.
Okay, last one.
Okay.
Large endowment and its repercussions.
Okay. Large endowment. Okay, let me think about this. All right, just give me a second.
Oh, yeah.
I can't get the first one. I can't get it, but I think I have the second one.
How would you get the second one?
Because I know what the first one means, but I can't think of a word that rhymes with thoughts.
Okay.
It's tears.
Yes, you are correct.
And what is the first one?
Big cocks.
That is not the same as thoughts.
It's close.
All right.
Big cocks and tears.
That is what I'm going to send to everyone on Facebook from now on. My big cocks and tears are with you. All the big cocks and tears to your family.
Or clots and hairs.
Clots and hairs. Wow, Jen, that was fun. I don't think NPR is going to pick it up.
You don't think?
I think it's too nasty.
Oh, well, I'm sending it anyways.
I think you should. And they're missing out that they're not going to take it on.
Right? Right.
Absolutely. Woo!
Well, you did. You continue to amaze.
That was great. I'm going to come up with a quiz or a fun game next time because I haven't for a while.
No, but I'm not as good at that as you are. So
that's not true.
Well, we'll see.
You really are. I was going to do a clitoris game, but I didn't come up with it. Maybe next week. But okay. I do have some clitoris news.
Oh.
There's a lot about the clitoris that we don't fully know, still to this day, mm-hmm. which is incredible. Well, we've talked a lot about the clitoris, right?
Oh, you are all up in my clitoris.
We also talk a lot about the G-spot. But there is a person who knows a lot more than us. Her name is, she's a urologist.
Not possible.
She's from Australia. And you know, that motherfucker's just smart. Down there, because they survive amidst giant spiders and snakes and shit.
And birds. Yeah.
Helen O'Connell created a 3D model of the clitoris. Mm-hmm. And she has some despair. And I think we should write to her and say, we need this.
I
want a 3D model of a clitoris.
I would love one.
I know.
I will send her this episode.
Please do. She's the person who researched into the first comprehensive anatomical study of the clitoris in 1998. Like, she's the lady.
So can I ask a question?
You can.
And you might not be able to answer this, but when somebody studies the clitoris, are they taking clitoris eyes from corpses?
I believe they are, yes.
So when they're studying nerve endings, though, how do they know? It's not like you can jazz a nerve ending.
I'm sure there's other live clitorises they're working with as well.
Maybe it's all based on her own clitoris.
I mean, it must be fun, is all I know.
Well, you don't know.
I think they look at a lot of dead clitorises, but I think they're playing with some live clitorises. I mean, they have to be.
All I can think of is when I was a sophomore and doing, like, doing my dissection of an earthworm in bio, and it would just be a mush by the end. Like, no, seriously, that's what I imagined. Like, take the clitoris out, and they start cutting into it, and they're like, I don't see fucking shit. Like, next thing you know, it's mashed potatoes.
And they're like, mashed potatoes. Anyway, this urological surgeon.
Wait, can I just interject? You just reminded me, or you didn't remind me, but you just made me think. Mm. Mashed potatoes with liver pate in it.
Damn, girl.
Would be really delicious.
I will eat the shit
out of it. Yeah, that would be tasty. Okay, sorry.
Anyway, she was the first person to completely map the full anatomy and nerve pathways of the clitoris. She says that we are still living in the dark ages of the clitoris. Like, we think that it's just an undeveloped penis, which I have heard a million times.
Oh, a thousand times. Yeah.
And she's saying it's better.
It's better.
Way better. And here's the 3D. Look at that shit. A dick is a dick is a dick. It's got some dangly balls that are barely sensitive.
Right.
I mean, they do have that fun thing where they curl up.
I do love that, yeah.
But they're not going to give anyone an orgasm.
No, that right there.
What we're looking at is a 3D model of the clitoris, which we will post on Facebook. It is humongous.
What that is the end of any sort of Avengers and Marvel movie.
Exactly.
That is what comes down from the sky.
It is.
And saves the city.
It is. Look at it.
Yeah, it's huge.
It's monumental.
Yeah.
And it's got a lot of fucking parts to it. Mm-hmm. It is not just the nubbin that you know and love.
So I'm wondering, like, that extends throughout the body.
It goes, so this is the part that's up in your, where you think your clitoris is.
Right.
You know, where you put the direct stimulation.
Yeah.
Then there's these tendrils that come down that are also filled with nerve endings. Then there's these two bulbs that engorge that they think, well, Helen thinks, is your G-spot. She doesn't think there's a separate thing.
That makes sense. I mean, I don't think it has to be.
100% yeah. makes sense. When you think about your clitoris being here and your G-spot, just about where it'd be.
Wait, so is the clitoris that tiny pink thing at
the
top?
Yeah, it's the little pink.
Oh, okay. So I was picturing that might be, like, near your belly button.
No, that's actually what's your little nub.
Oh.
Your little button.
Has anybody ever
your
done...
Your bean, if you will.
Your bean. Has anybody ever done, like, belly button fucking?
Jenny, that is disgusting.
Oh, that's right. You don't like belly buttons.
I can't even. Okay, so her whole thing is that she wants to educate people about... She basically thinks that the world is full of a bunch of men, scientist fuckers.
Well, that's true.
And that they don't give a shit about the clitoris because it doesn't pertain to them and their dicks. Mm-hmm. And that forever, people have been thinking and associating, like, sexual intercourse. So men get off on sticking their dick into our vaginas and thrusting it. And while that might feel okay and pretty good sometimes, and if they get the right spot, pretty fucking fantastic.
Right.
But it's all about the clitoris for the woman.
Mm-hmm.
And so that can be vaginal, but it's not your vagina. It's your clitoris. So if you're not hitting the right spots, people, you ain't gonna come.
So you have to be stimulating the clitoris in order for the vaginal sex to actually feel good.
For you to have an orgasm.
Right.
Inside or outside, it's all about the clit. It's all about that clit. About that clit. Aside from the fact that she's made this 3D model that we're going to get.
I hope so.
There's all these artists that are doing this amazing shit with clits.
Mm-hmm.
One is called The Glitteris. It's Ali Sebastian Wolf, a Sydney... They're all fucking Australian.
What?
They love the clit and the vagina down there.
Actually, wasn't the vaginal...
The labia library is also Australian.
Right.
Created 100-to-1 scale anatomically correct gold clitoris called the Glitteris in 2017. Look at this fucker. It's huge.
Ooh.
It's big. It's glittery.
It's as big as her.
And she takes that on the road.
To do what with?
She took it to the Women's March, the Mardi Gras, and other public events.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was accompanied by the Clitorati, which is her and her friends in gold unitards of blue eggs.
Oh, wow. There's so much we're missing out on.
There's
in this
so
world.
Much. We're in Maine. We don't see shit.
That reminds me of that woman, a woman artist from South Africa who did a walk-in vagina installation.
Right. You walked into the vagina.
This woman initially set up this installation in a former women's jailhouse. It's called the Two Talking Yonis. And yoni is a Sanskrit word for vagina.
For vagina.
As soon as you enter...
I know that because I lived in Vermont.
Oh, really? Why?
Because they're hippies over there and they call it the yoni.
I've heard that word before. That is not my go-to.
No, me either.
You know, it's either cooter or vajiji.
Or cunt.
Or cunt. I do like the cunt. But in Johannesburg, once you enter this vagina, it lets out a high-pitched scream as you enter. And then a sneering laugh.
Oh, yes.
Which, you know, until I actually experience it, I don't really get the sneering laugh.
I do.
Do you?
Oh, I do. It's powerful.
In any case, I mean, there are a lot of women out there doing some amazing things and had done. I mean, Judy, you sneered at Judy Chicago.
No, I didn't. It's just not what I'm talking about.
But like Carolee Schneeman, I mean, there are a ton of, of female artists in the past who have done.
But I think that they're focusing on the vagina, which is fantastic. But the clitoris.
True.
Is like the redheaded stepchild.
That
and everybody's
is true.
Like, well, you gotta rub the clit sometimes. They talk about it like, oh, I can only have a clitoral orgasm. You're only having a clitoral orgasm is what Helen's saying. Whether you're rubbing the tip or you're in the inside, that's what's making it happen.
No, that's good to know.
So honor your clit, baby. Also, I just realized that there is a band. Of course there is, called the Clitorati. That is a great name.
Are they all chicks?
No, they're dudes.
Are you serious?
Well, there's one chick.
Oh. Kamala and the Clit.
That could be a great Sunday morning cartoon. Did you see her in that white pantsuit?
I don't understand. Why was everybody agog with that? I mean,
because
it was pretty, but...
the white is the color of the suffragette.
Yes.
Yeah, so it was...
But Hillary wore that, too.
Yeah, but she was not the vice president. Sorry.
Well, that's true.
I'm sorry
that's
your true. Bitch wasn't the vice president. She also wore a pussy bow.
Oh, I did not see that.
She was like, I'm going to wear a pussy bow in a way that whore.
Melania.
Can't.
I did not know that.
It was pretty great. I have to say that I was so focused on Trump being overthrown, because I do think of him as that, like a dictator that needs to be
overthrown. That's exactly how the world responded.
So we won the war. I was so focused on that I had kind of missed the whole part about how we now have a female fucking vice president. And when she walked onto that stage during that speech, my eyes fucking welled up. I was like, holy shit, dude.
I am embarrassed to say how many times my eyes have welled up.
It's emotional.
It is. These stupid videos that people are putting out. They're not stupid.
They're actually
because they're making me cry.
Exactly.
But they are so powerful.
Yeah. I saw her walk out as the VP. And I was like, oh my fucking God. And I get, you know, and also she is a person of color and she's from Indian descent and she has a Jewish husband and he's the first fucking second gentleman and all that shit. That's great. But having a woman, for me, come out on that stage, be in the White House as something other than someone's motherfucking wife,
right,
was amazing.
Yes.
And she's right. She will not be the last woman
in that role. No, she has broken the seal.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Kamala, for popping that cherry.
Happy, happy days.
It's good times. Sorry, Trumpers, but we will adopt you and take care of you.
Yeah, yeah.
You're in.
I mean, as long as people
terrible people. Yeah. Well, yeah, they have to pay us to do
it. Well, they've been terrible for 4 years.
Yeah. You know? It was a lot of like, boo hoo hoo, you crying snowflakes. And there is a little part of me that's like, you red snowflakes. Don't cry so hard. I'm a little gloaty, but, you know, I'll
well, we deserve it. I think it's fine. I think it's fine.
For a little bit. I am so sick of the serious division. Like, it's okay to, like, have different beliefs in this country. It's okay to be on different sides. But to not be able to speak about politics without it being a rift in your family, something is fucking wrong.
No, that's true.
Like, it's one thing to fight about taxes. It's another to fight about the fundamentals of reality.
It's
There is not a secret cabal trying to fuck and eat your children.
Mm.
I spent a couple days going deep into the QAnon world because I just wanted to understand.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much understand why people believed it, but what they believed. And it's as stupid as you think.
Mm.
There's nothing redeeming about it.
Right.
It is like being in a cult, and people need to tread lightly with their loved ones who are in this place because it is fucking nuts. Mm. There's no sanity there. If we can kind of get rid of that bullshit and start to just be human beings in the same country again, that would be kind of nice.
Yeah, that would be nice.
I don't need to agree with everything you think in politics. I just need to agree that we are on the planet Earth and that aliens aren't coming to fuck my mother. And also,
wait, is there a backstory there?
I just assume people believe that.
I thought maybe she had some good stories to share.
Also, I don't want to be watching the president-elect do his speech and then see him kiss his grandbaby and think, oh my God, don't kiss that baby. Get away from that baby, pedophile. No,
yeah.
It's disgusting what people have done to this process.
Mm-hmm.
We need to be able to be all on the same page, at least for something. Like I posted on our socials, we're excited to get away from politics. Getting back to talking about boning and weird sex and herpes and crabs and girl-on-girl action. All I'm saying is, in the end, the clitoris is very impressive.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes dicks look kind of pathetic.
We've all had this experience when you're with somebody and they go to roll out of bed in the morning.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's the action of rolling out of bed or just not being turgid.
Yeah.
Where the dick gets sucked into the skin.
Yeah.
And it doesn't even exist anymore. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do.
Yeah. And you're like, oh, that's a bad look. Have you had
this?
That?
Yes.
Okay.
I have had this experience. And it is not to say that I don't love dick, because mm-hmm. I do. I very much appreciate a dick.
No, I just like a dick that's present.
Well, yes, we all enjoy a present dick.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, in general, if you look at a anatomical model of a penis,
mm-hmm.
and you look at an anatomical, this amazing 3D shit that this bitch made...
Mm-hmm.
It's like we're like a sea creature. We're like an alien form of life.
Yeah.
And the dick is just a dick.
Yeah. It's kind of like if you had a cage match.
Right.
Between a mushroom
mm-hmm.
and a jellyfish.
That jellyfish gonna kill that mushroom.
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's true. I just want them to do equal time on the clitoris. It's time. It's 2020.
Yeah, it is.
The world is ready. Speaking of, I have to tell you about a porn adventure I had. I do not look at porn very often anymore. I'm a married lady.
Okay,
it just doesn't come up. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just, I don't know why that is. But the other day I thought, you know what? I'm going to look at some porn.
Mm-hmm. Was Joel home?
No.
Okay.
No, I did it on my own.
Okay.
You know, I haven't done it in a while. I've got this really nice new iPhone. So I'm looking up some stuff. I don't even know where to look anymore. You know, it's like...
Are you kidding me?
No, dude. I have not looked at porn in a long time. So I stumble upon some sort of basic, you know, gangbang fucking.
Right.
Two black dudes? Dude, I forgot how big the black men's can be. And they were DPing this girl. And I was like, how do you even...
Wait.
And she was a skinny little girl.
Wait, can I ask you?
Yeah.
DP vaginal anal?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
And then, you know, switched from the anal to the mouth without washing.
Oh, yeah.
Not okay, people. Total turn off. So I moved on. I was like, no, that's nasty. Put my Carol, that is nasty stamp on that video. So anyway, I cast that aside. I move on to, I think it was like... machines, you know, sometimes I just want to see someone getting nailed by a machine. Okay, it's just a thing.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
What do you mean?
I will actually be looking that up.
The fucking machines?
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like robots.
No, well, I mean to a certain extent.
Well, right, but I was picturing like.
That's awesome. No, I did not encounter that yet.
Okay.
Though it's probably, after this podcast, going to be a thing.
Right. How about apes?
No, apes and I did not look up apes.
That is fascinating. Oh, apes and women? Okay. All right.
Anyway, I'm not into the bestiality.
Oh, because bestiality is worse than robots?
Yes.
Why is... What?
Because I don't... think that interspecies sex is sexy.
Okay,
I found this video
that
I could not look away from. Wanted to, could not. It was two chicks with a dude. He was strapped to some stirrups, had a thing, like a metal thing around his ball sack.
Okay.
Sort of around his dick and his ball sack.
Yeah.
That had a little blurb on it that the ball part was in his ass.
What?
So here's... Jesus Christ. Do you have to fucking draw a picture?
I don't know. Like, it actually inserted his ball sack into his ass?
No. It was a cage mechanism that went around his nutsack and his balls.
Yeah.
The metal part. It was like a rod.
Gotcha.
And then at the end of that rod that went around his penis and balls was another part that went down and had a ball on it and was in his asshole.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay, so I was like intrigued. Anyway, they're you know, working the ball and they're jacking them off. And then they put... a very large piece of something, metal, plastic, I do not know, inside of his pee-pee hole.
Yes.
I have never seen it before. And he yelled. It was not comfortable.
Yeah.
But then he seemed to really enjoy it.
Well, no, I, yeah, right.
And so then they were working the thing and jacking his thing, and he came... but nothing came out. Where does it go, Jenny? Well, it couldn't ejaculate. There was a huge rod in there.
Oh, that's interesting.
So maybe he did, but it just didn't come out. So then where does it go? Does it reabsorb?
Into his eyeballs.
Oh, God. Then they pulled the thing out. It was like the size of a Bic pen.
Wow.
That they put into his penis.
Well, I told you about the porn eyes.
You did.
To look, but they would stretch the pee hole.
Right.
So that they could actually fuck each other in the pee hole.
I don't understand. I don't understand.
No, I don't either. I'll keep going down that rabbit hole.
At any rate. That was my porn experience. Not sexy at all, by the way. At the end of it, I was like, yeah, I'm just going to go watch TV.
Should we hit the socials?
Please visit us on our socials.
Your ability to go from pee hole talk to socials.
Please visit us on our socials, at all of our socials. Also, please comment on the socials. That would be great. Also, please... I don't know. Just tell friends to listen and also give us some money.
At least listen and tell other people.
Well, here's the thing. I had a friend the other day when I posted something and didn't post a link. And she was like, link? And I was like, bitch, here's the thing. I'm not going to hold your hand forever. You need to subscribe to the podcast. And then you get an update that says, oh, there's a new show.
Yeah.
People. We love you, but oh my God.
And with that, we will see you freaks next week.
Goodbye.